Hi, this video is going to teach you how to pass the parameter to your SQL query statement in Power BI. So you can see I have a Northwind database and this is all my records. And I only want the records from 1996 July 4th to 1996 9th of July. So I have this query statement. So I go in here, I will say get data. I will go into my SQL database. I will say connect. I will say localhost and database name is going to be North WND. So I'm going to say North WND. So I'm going to paste this SQL statement here. And I'm going to click OK. I will say use my current credential connect. I'll say OK. Now you will see all the records here. So what if I want to change the date here? Okay, just load it first. I'm going to create two parameters. So I go to edit queries. I go to manage parameter, I'll say add parameters. The first one I'll call it start date. And is actually a text that I want. So the initial value will be 1996-07-04. Let me double check. Yups, that's right. So say OK. And I add another parameter. I call it end date. And again, it's a string. This time I'm going to put 1996-07-05, for example, and say OK. And I will close and apply. Right there, so you can see there's nothing happened yet. Let us create a table. I just need some important field that I want. I want especially the order date. That's all I need. And I'll make it the font bigger. 12 is fine with me. You can see the date now is from 4 to 11. Okay. Let's go into the query and let us change the parameter to a dynamic parameter. So we go to home, query, and edit query. Okay, we are now in the edit query. So we now want to make the parameter, to pass in the parameter dynamically. So we go to advanced editor. We are going to change this to start date. Okay, so I think I have a bit of error here. so I have to actually put the ampersand and double quote here. So I will copy this. I'm going to put it at the end there, and I'll put end date. So I click done. So if I say edit permission, I say run, now you will see that the parameter will pass in was be only 4 to 7, right? So I believe 6 and 7 they don't have, they only have 4th and 5th. We can have a try to pass in 15 and let's see what is going on the query, and we want to refresh, edit permission, run. Yeah, so it works. Okay, so now we can click close and apply back to the reports. You can see now you have the data from the 4th of July 1996 to the 15th. That is how you pass the parameter to your SQL query string dynamically in Power BI. Hope you will learn something. Thank you for watching.